大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习主耶稣对神的尊重。
Tonight we'd like to talk about a topic about how the Lord Jesus showed reverence to God.
主耶稣成为人，他对天上的神称为父。
The Lord Jesus became flesh. He called God as his heavenly father.
所以他跟神是父子的关系。
So he has a father-son relationship between him and God.
那今天我们受洗之后，约翰福音说，神赐给我们权柄，做他的儿女。
Today, according to John, after we've been baptized, we are called his sons.
那我们的父就是天上的神。
And our father is this God in heaven.
所以我们要看主耶稣怎么尊重神。
So if we study how Jesus show reverence and respect towards God,
那我们要怎么从这里来学习？
And how we can learn from that.
因为整本圣经就是记载神跟人互动的一个历史。
And the entire Bible records the history of the interaction between man and God.
那这个互动是从神开始的。
And this interaction started from God.
创世纪说神创造人。
When God created man,
照他的形象造人。
When God created man according to his own image, as recorded in Genesis.
给他住在伊甸园里面。
And allow him to live in Eden.
神看一切都是好的。
And when God saw all that he has made was good.
而且神赐福给人。
And God blessed man.
所以神对人的开始是诸般的慈爱。
So God showed his abundance of grace and mercy towards man.
但是神对人有一个要求。
But God has a request for man.
就是对他要尊重。
That is, a man must fear and respect God.
所以伊甸园有一个果子，神说你不可以吃。
And God says that there is one tree and one fruit that they cannot eat of.
这个就是在训练人尊重神的主权。
And so this is a lesson of training man to learn to show reverence towards God.
但是人愿意不愿意尊重神？我们自己做决定。
But whether or not we choose to show reverence to God, it is of our choice.
但是不尊重神的结果就是死。
And the end result of not showing reverence to God is death.
因为是从罪来的。
Because death came from sins.
而且也就是咒诅。
And it is a curse.
今天我们活在地面上。
As we live on earth.
我们看不到神。
We cannot see God.
所以很多人选择一个没有神的生活方式。
So many choose to live a life without God.
虽然他相信有神。
Even though they believe in God.
但是在他的生活中看不出有什么神的存在。
But in their lives, we cannot see God's presence in their lives.
差不多是向神宣布独立。
And they have declared independence from God.
那这种没有神、没有尊重神的生活带给人什么结果？
And this type of lifestyle that does not fear God, what is the consequence?
这个是我们值得来思想的。
And this is something that we can ponder over.
人不可能离开神而活着。
Man cannot live apart from God.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第四章第六节
Chapter 4, verse 6.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。这个地方说神只有一个。
Here says there's one God.
那他跟人的关系是什么？
And what is his relationship with man?
他超乎众人之上。
He is above all.
在他的创造里面。
In his creation.
我们可以看到他的权柄、能力、智慧。超乎我们人。
We can see his power, his authority, his wisdom far surpasses man.
所以我们人活在他的主权里面，因为我们是他造的。
As man, we live under his power and authority because we were created by him.
他值得我们尊重。
He is worthy of our respect.
那接下去说他冠乎众人之中。
And also he is through all.
我们每一天的生活、动作、存留 就是因为有神的能力在我们身上才可以活着。
We live, we move about, it is all because of the power of God.
如果现在电源一关掉，冷气没有了，灯也没有了。
If we shut off the electricity, the light and the air conditioning would also shut off.
如果神把他的生命能力收回，整个宇宙的生命就没有了。
If God cut off His power and authority over the universe, there would be no life.
我们每一天能够活得很好。
Every day we can live well.
四季分明，花草树木让我们来享受。
We can see the seasons changing, the flowers and the meadows.
这是因为神的能力贯乎众人之中。
It is because the power of God permeate throughout among us.
所以神值得我们感谢跟尊重。
So God is someone that we should give thanks to.
我们每一天都活在他的恩典里面。
Because every day we live under His grace and mercy.
那对一个真教会的信徒来说
，So as the members of this church,
我们得到圣灵，就是神住在我们里面。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, it is when God abide and dwell in us.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以我们可以感受到心中的平安。
So we can enjoy, we can feel this peace.
没有忧虑，没有害怕。
Without worry or fear.
我们可以感到心中的满足。
We can feel this inner satisfaction.
那是一种真正的喜乐。
And this true joy.
我们也可以感觉到圣灵给我们力量，所以让我们有自由。
We can experience the power of the Holy Spirit giving us true freedom.
让我们不被罪、情欲所捆绑。
So that we are not bound desires of sin.
所以对这一位神，我们应该是更加的尊重。
So we should come to fear and revere this God.
那到底主耶稣怎么尊重神？
And how did the Lord Jesus show His reverence to God?
我们再看他人生他分离的祷告里面的一句话。
In his departing prayer, Jesus said,
看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John 17.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十七章第四节。
Chapter 17, verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀了你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全。
Verse 4, I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
第四节里面在讲到主耶稣怎么尊重神。
In verse 4, talked about how Jesus showed reverence to God.
用两句话来形容。
It can be described with two words.
第一句话。
The first.
我在地上已经荣耀了你。
I have glorified you on earth.
这个就是对神最大的尊重。
This is the greatest sign of reverence to God.
这一句话告诉我们。
And this sentence tells us.
我们不是为着个人的荣耀在活。
We live not for our own glory.
你知道，我们知道世界上没有拜神的人，都是为自己的荣耀在活。
In this world, those who do not worship God, they live for their own glory.
他所做的一切到最后都是要让人知道他。
All that they do is for self proclamation.
让人来赞美他。
For others to praise him.
让人来纪念他。
For others to remember them.
这个是人活着目标。
And this is the goal of their lives.
但是圣经里面告诉我们。
However, the Bible tells us.
神造人有一个目的。
When God created man, it is for a purpose.
以赛亚书讲得很清楚。
As recorded in Isaiah,
神造人的目的就是要彰显他的荣耀。
The purpose of God's creation is for man to show glory to God.
因此，如果一个人活着能够荣耀神，
So if a person can live and to glorify God,
他就达到神造他的目的。
Then they have fulfilled God's purpose of His creation.
那这个人就是尊重神。
And this is a man who truly revered God.
所以今天我们生活有一个最重要的目标。
Today, the ultimate, the most important, purpose of our life.
就是无论做什么，要荣耀神。
It is that whatever we do it for the glory of God.
这个是最大的原则。
And this is the most basic and fundamental principle.
有一些圣经的细节，有一些生活的细节，圣经找不到。
There are some details about our lives that cannot be found in the Bible.
比方现在人抽烟，你圣经找不到抽烟呢。
For example, the Bible does not indicate whether or not smoking is good or bad.
哦，现在 drug 圣经也找不到。
The Bible also does not mention anything about drugs.
哦，那网路圣经也找不到。
Or internet use.
哦，所以很多事情。细节圣经找不到。
So there are many these fine details that the Bible does not cover.
有时候我们常常在想，那这个是做还是不做？你怎么去决定
？So whether or not these can or cannot, whether or not these are permissible, we don't know.
如果我们尊重神
，But if we fear and respect God,
我们最后的一个原因就是，我这样做会不会荣耀神
？So we should ask ourselves the question whether or not what we do can bring glory to God.
如果能荣耀神，我们就可以做。
If so, we can do it.
如果不能荣耀神，就不能做。
If not, we should not do it.
那这个原则已经超乎国家的法律。
So this principle far surpasses the laws of nations.
很多合法的事情并不一定能荣耀神。
Many things that are lawful may not be glorifying to God.
所以你看，我们现在整个世界的潮流啊，越来越世俗化。
If we look at the trend of the world, it's becoming more and more secular.
啊，这是变成文化。
And this has become the culture of the world.
哦，所以不是说我们的行为跟社会的主流文化一样就好了。
And so what we do should not just follow the trends of the world.
我们生活的原则要超越文化啊，荣耀神。
And so the basic principle is for us to transcend the cultures of the world and to glorify God.
好，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's see First Corinthians.
啊，哥林多前书的第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God.
所以当时他们有一些这个问题啊。
In those times, they also encounter the same types of issues.
有一些所谓旧约不洁净的，新约可以不可以吃？
And those things that are considered unclean by Old Testament laws, is it still unclean today?
或者说拜偶像的可以不可以吃
？Or whether or not they should eat the food offered to idols?
最后一个考虑就是能不能荣耀神。
And so the final determination is whether or not this can bring glory to God.
因此，主耶稣在人生的最后一个阶段，他可以很坦然向神报告：“我在地上已经荣耀了。”
So in the last part of the life of Jesus, he can say that I have glorified you.
也就是你差我到地上的目的，我已经达到。
That is to say that he has fulfilled the duty that God has entrusted him.
这个是人生一个最高的目标。
And so this is the ultimate goal of our life.
所以有时候我们对自己的孩子啊，有一些期待。
So we may have some expectations of our children.
或者我们对自己的孩子有一些勉励。
Or we may try to encourage them.
但是到最后我们的期待是什么？
But at the end, what is our true expectation?
如果站在世界的观点，我当然我们有的期待，书要读好，工作要做好。
From the worldly perspective, we may hope that they study well, go to good schools, have good education.
但是如果从圣经的观点来看。
But from the point of view of the Bible,
那个不是最重要。
That is not the most important.
最重要就是我们的下一代活的一辈子，他能够对神有交代。
The most important is that they may have something to give back to God at the end of their lives.
因为每个人要面对神要算账。
Because at the end of our lives, we must face God to give an account.
那我们能够在神面前报告，我在地上已经荣耀你，这样就够了。那怎么生活，这个不重要。
So if we can give an account that we have glorified God in our lives, and that is the most important.
因为你怎么生活，到最后都是会结束的。
Because no matter how we live our lives, it must come to an end one day.
这是主耶稣的一个报告。
So this is how Jesus reported to the Father.
那主耶稣荣耀神有两个方法。
So, and there are two ways how Jesus glorified God.
第一个就是借着他做的工作。
First is through his work.
哦，我们看主耶稣到每个地方，哦，就是传福音，啊，医病赶鬼行神迹。
During his ministry, wherever he went, he preached the gospel, he healed the sick, and cast out demons.
所以，啊，借着他所做的工作，神的能力能够彰显。
So through his work, God's power may be magnified.
所以神的名啊，又得到荣耀。
And by this, God is glorified.
当然，这个工作有的是很难完成的。
Some of these work are very difficult to accomplish.
那第二个就是借着他本身啊，他的这个整个人的这个表现。
And the second is through he himself and how he conducted himself.
因为圣经里面说哦。我们要做一个完全人。
The Bible says that we must be perfect.
这个完全人就是要有神的形象。
That is to have the image of God.
哦，就是照亚当那个形象。
The image how God created Adam.
哦，那个形象我们现在一直在追求。
And today we continue to pursue to have this image.
但是那个形象就在耶稣的身上表现。
And that image is seen in the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣可以说，你看到我就看到神。
So Jesus said that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
这是一个很大胆的宣称。
This is very a very courageous proclamation.
你看到我就是看到神。
If you see me, you see the Father.
哦，这个包括神的本性，充充足足，丰丰满满，在他身上显露出来。
And God's divine nature is fully manifested within him.
哦，我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
好，哥罗西书。第二章
Chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily
神的本性这个神性啊，包括神的圣洁神的公义神的怜悯神的慈爱
And the fullness of God's divine nature include God's love and mercy and all kinds of divine nature.
有形有体，就是看得见的，住在主耶稣里面。
And it is something that is visible and it abides within the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到主耶稣。
So when we see him,
你就看到神本性的一个很实在、具体的表现。
We can see the fullness of God's nature being vividly being displayed.
什么叫神的爱?
What is God's love?
你看主耶稣怎么生活, 这个就是神的爱。
We can see it by looking at the life of Jesus, how he lived.
什么叫做神的公义?
What is God's righteousness?
我们看主耶稣怎么生活, 神的公义就是这样。
It is how the Lord Jesus lived in his life.
神的圣洁。
And God's holiness.
我们看主耶稣的生活，那个就是神的圣洁。
If we look at the life of Jesus, we can see God's righteousness.
所以神看不到他的本性，完完全全在主耶稣生活表现出来。
And God's nature is fully manifested in the life of Jesus.
那这个第二章的下面一句就是我们要追求的第十节。
And in verse 10, it is what we should seek after.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And here says that you are complete in him.
就是我们在主里面一直追求，到最后神的本性也会住在我们里面。
And if we continue to seek after him, we shall also be perfected in the fullness of God.
所以彼得到年纪大的时候，他写彼得后书，他说我们有一个极大的盼望。
And so when he wrote the Second Peter, he said we have this great and living hope.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Peter chapter 1.
第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
后书一章四节
Second Peter 1 verse 4
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离从世上情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份
Verse 4 by which we have been given us to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature
这个地方说又宝贵又极大的应许。
This is a exceedingly great and precious promises.
这个不是地上的，也不是物质的。
This is not worldly or material promises.
这是属灵。
But rather spiritual.
这个才是真的宝贵。
This is what is truly precious.
那这个到底是什么？
And what are these promises referring to?
神的性情有 分。
It is to partake in God's divine nature.
到最后就是跟主耶稣一样，神丰盛的本性住在我们里面。
To be like the Lord Jesus, to have the fullness of God's divine nature abide in us.
所以这样看起来，我们信主耶稣不是说受洗以后啊，生活很平安，没事情做了。
So believing Jesus is not just to be baptized and to have nothing else to do.
我们有一个目标。
But rather, we must have a goal.
就是要跟主耶稣一样。
That is to live like Jesus.
把神的本性在我们生活中表现出来。
And to display and to magnify the divine nature of God in our daily life.
这个需要努力。
So this requires some effort.
所以彼得后书里面在提到得与神的性情有份，然后第五节就说，正因为这个缘故，你们要分外殷勤。
So in verse 5, Peter says that you must give all, you must strive in all diligence.
就是一直在追求我们灵性一直在进步，让神的本性能够充满在我们里面。
Must strive diligently so that our spirituality continue to grow and advance so that God can be filled within us.
所以信仰是要追求的。
So our faith requires us to pursue diligently.
我们才能荣耀神。
So that we can bring glory to God.
我们的个性才会改变。
So that our personality and character may change.
神性才会彰显。
So that God's divine nature may be magnified.
当神性彰显，这个就是神的荣耀。
And so that God may be glorified.
这个、所以我们的信仰、是有目标的。
So our faith, there's a goal to our, the pursuit of our faith.
因此，我们尊重神的第一个表现，就是我们的生活能荣耀神。
So one of the first sign of our reverence towards God is changes in our lives.
第一个就是借着我们做的工作。
Through the work that we do.
第二个就是借着我们的灵性。
And through our spirituality.
好，我们现在再回来看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John 17.
约翰福音的十七章。约翰福音十七章第四节。
John 17 verse 4.
下半句说：“你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。”
The latter half says, "I have finished the work which you have given to me to do."
这个是对神的一个尊重。
This is also a sign of reverence to God.
这个老板交代他的属下说：“这个事情你要做完。”
The manager has entrusted his direct reports to finish some work.
那你对老板有一个尊重，就是把它做完，将来有一个交代。
And so we must finish what the boss has given us to do.
但是如果我们对老板不尊重，就你讲你的，我做我的，我不管你。
But if we don't respect our boss and just do whatever we wish,
主耶稣就是我们的老板。
Jesus, he is our boss.
所以我们每一个人活在这个地上是有目的的。
So we live in this world with a purpose.
主耶稣从他还没有出生的时候，神就借着天使告诉约瑟。
Even before Jesus was born, the angel told Joseph.
他的人生只有一句话。
There's only one sentence that can describe his life.
就是把人从罪里面救出来，就是这一句话。
His purpose is to save man from sin.
那主耶稣对神的尊重就是他要把这一句话把它做完。
So Jesus showed reverence to God by trying to fulfill what God wanted him to do.
这个叫做对神的尊重。
So this is his reverence to God.
因为神对他的旨意，对他来讲就是他的责任。
God's will for him, that became his responsibility.
然后他要把它做完，对神有交代。
So he wanted to accomplish this so that he can give an account to God.
所以这里说，你托付我的事，我已经完成了。
So he says that here, I have finished the work that you have entrusted me.
但是如果我们再想深一点，
But if we think deeper,
这个神托付要把人从罪救出来，要怎么完成？
How is it that we can, that Jesus could save man from sin?
如果我们看主耶稣在客西马尼的祷告，我们就发现这是不简单的。
From his prayer in Gethsemane, we realize that this is not something that is easily done.
路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke 22.
路加福音二十二章。四十二节。
Luke 22 verse 42.
说父啊，你若愿意， 就把这个杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
42, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done.
我们每一个人都有人生的理想。
We all have our goals and ideals in life.
那有的人一生到年老的时候，理想没有达到，我的孩子啊，你要把我的理想完成。
So some of us, at the end of our life, we fail to accomplish our dream. Therefore, we entrust it to our children.
这个叫孝顺。
So this is called honoring our parents.
但是当我们信主耶稣之后
，But after we believe in Jesus,
最高的理想是什么
？What is the greatest ideal in life?
最高的理想就是明白神要我做什么。
It is to understand what God wants us to do.
在我死之前把它做完，对神有交代。
To finish the work before we die and to give an account to God.
这个就是人生的理想。
So this is the ultimate goal in our life.
所以我们看保罗到年纪大的时候，他真的没有自己的想法，他只有一个理想。
And Paul, in his advanced age, he did not have any other purpose in life except one.
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Acts 20 verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，以不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就种族所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Verse 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry with which I receive from the Lord Jesus.
所以这个保罗说啊，我只有一个目标。
So Paul's only goal in life
要走完神要我走的路
is to finish the race.
完成神对我的托付
and the ministry that he has received from God.
那为了达到那个目标，连生命我都不觉得宝贵。
In order to accomplish that, he did not consider his life as dear to him.
这个就是对神的尊重，也是对神的忠心。
So this is his showing his reverence and faithfulness to God.
所以对一个属灵人来讲，最后的理想是什么？
So for a person who is spiritual, what is our ultimate goal in life?
就是在神面前能够交代你托付的，我做完了，跟主耶稣一样。
It is to be like the Lord Jesus to say that I have finished the work that you have entrusted.
但是要达到这一步之前呢，主耶稣客西马尼的祷告也很重要，但是不简单。
So the prayer in Gethsemane, it is also very important.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but your will.
照他自己的意思，这个杯啊，他是不愿意喝的。
According to his will, he is unwilling to take the bitter cup.
这是苦杯。
Because this is a bitter cup.
十字架有三个痛苦。
The three agony on the cross.
第一个肉体的痛苦。
The physical agony.
这个我们最容易感受到。
This can be easily comprehended.
第二个心灵的痛苦。
And second, the pain of his spirit and soul.
众叛亲离，没有一个人了解他。
And he was despised, and no one could understand him.
连他的门徒都用亲嘴来出卖他。
Even his own disciples betray him with a kiss.
连要为他死的这个门徒都说我不认识他。
Even the disciple who said he would go and die with him has denied him.
这种滋味是何等的孤单。
And such is loneliness that he experienced.
何等的痛苦。
And how painful he must have felt.
这是苦杯。
This was a bitter cup.
但是最难受的。
But the greatest agony.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
It is when he said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
背负人的罪。
He carried the sins of man.
他下到阴间尝死味。
He was cast to the Hades to taste the pain of death.
这是罪人应该走的一条路。
This was a path for sinners.
但是他为我们的罪走了这一条路。
But for our sake, he has taken. And he suffered on our behalf.
所以我们就不需要再下到阴间。
So that we don't have to be cast into the Hades.
这是苦杯。
This was the bitter cup.
为着要救人脱离罪，他要流血。
To save us from sin, he must shed his own blood.
所以主耶稣出来传道的时候，人就说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
So when Jesus came out during his ministry, people said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他也没有否定。
He did not deny that.
神的羔羊。
He was the Lamb of God.
要做什么？
And what was his purpose?
羔羊要献祭。
The Lamb was to be offered as a sacrifice.
逾越节那个羔羊。
The lamb of sacrifice of the Passover.
没有残疾。
An unblemished.
一岁的。
And 1 year old.
这刚刚长得刚刚好。
And he was just fully mature.
主耶稣三十岁。
Jesus was 30.
三十岁，这个是人生一个最最好的一个阶段。
And this is the most magnificent part of a man's life.
不但肉体，心灵上都成熟。
And physically and mentally, he has become mature.
那要钉十字架之前啊，接受审判。
And before he was crucified, he was he undergo a trial.
审判到最后，说他没有罪。
He was tried and yet proclaimed to be sinless.
就是在属灵上他没有残疾啊。
That is spiritually he was unblemished.
他是完整的、完全的一个人。
He was perfect and complete.
那这一头羔羊就代替人挂在十字架上。
And this Lamb of God, he was crucified and hung on the cross on our sake.
所以为着人的救恩
，for our salvation，
他好像一粒种子落在地上死了。
He was like the grain of wheat that was buried on the ground.
这是尊重神最大的表现。
This is the greatest sign of reverence to God.
今天有时候我们要完成教会的圣工，我们要牺牲。
Today to do the work of God, we must sacrifice.
就是我们在社会上，我们都有我们的工作。
In society, we have our work.
压力也大，也相当辛苦。
We may be under great pressure.
但是要把教会圣工完成。
But to accomplish the work of God.
变成说我们一个人担了两三个担子。
And we are, it is like that we are carrying many burdens.
工作的担子，家庭的担子，再加上教会的担子。
The burden of our work, of family, and of church.
但是也就是当我们能愿意这样祷告的时候。
It is only when we are willing to pray this way.
神啊，愿你的旨意成全。
That Lord, may your will be done.
你要我做什么我都愿意。
I'm willing to do whatever you ask.
只要我做得到的，我都愿意奉献给你。
As long as I can do it, I'm willing to offer it to you.
当我们达到这个程度，就是我们对神最大的尊重。
When we can do this, then this is our greatest respect and reverence to God.
那这就我们就跟主耶稣一样了。
Then we can be like the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣在世界上一生。
So the life of Jesus.
他真的没有为自己的好处，没有为自己的荣耀来着想。
He did not seek his own benefit or his own glory.
这个是我们做人一个极大的榜样。
And this is a great example for us.
我们先来看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。41节
Verse 41.
我不受从人来的荣耀。再看42节
42.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。43节
43.
我奉我父名来，你们并不接待；有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒接待他。44节
44.
你们互相受荣耀，却不从独一之神得来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？这里主耶稣在提到他自己，还有他周围。跟从他的人。
Here Jesus talked about himself and those around him.
他说：“我不受从人来的荣耀。”
He said, "I do not receive honor from man."
所以我们看主耶稣在世界上医病赶鬼，忽然间名声就很大了。
We see Jesus healing the sick and cast out demons. He became very famous.
以现在来讲，应该有很多的所谓粉丝吧。
And perhaps he has many followers.
但是主耶稣隐藏起来。
But yet Jesus hid himself.
但圣经说他不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
He did not want other people to know, but he could not hide himself.
所以主耶稣没有一点点的虚荣心，要做一些工作来吸引人跟从他。
Jesus did not do this work to seek his own glory.
他只追求神的荣耀。
Rather, he seek only the glorified Heavenly Father.
看到44节
，Verse 44,
你们互相受荣耀。却不求独一之神来的荣耀。
Yeah, Jesus says that you receive honor from one another, and do not seek to honor, and do not seek the honor that comes from the one God.
那你怎么能够信我呢？
Then how can you believe in Him?
所以一个人决定要信耶稣，就是决定要改变。
So when we are determined to follow Jesus, we must determine to change.
不愿意改变的人没有办法信耶稣。
Those who are unwilling to change cannot believe in Him.
这个就是一点。
So this is the first point.
还没有信主之前，我为我的荣耀。
Before we believe in God, we seek our own glory.
我现在信主，我有一个主啊，有一个主人啊。
But now I believe in God. I have a Lord that I believe in.
我要荣耀他。
I must glorify Him.
那我就没有自己的荣耀。
So I seek not my own glory.
这个就是改变了。
So this is a change.
所以一个人要信主，就要决定我要改变。
For us to believe in God, we must first change ourselves.
这样我们才能够真正的尊重神。
Then we can truly respect God.
那尊重神的结果是什么？
And what is the end result of this?
我们再回来看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John.
约翰福音的17章。
John 17.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我已经成全。第五节。
Verse 5.
父啊，现在使你求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，你我同你所有的荣耀。
Verse 5, and now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
未有世界以前，耶稣的荣耀就是神的荣耀。
Before the world was created, the glory of Jesus is the same as the glory of the Father.
所以现在他求他能够回到天国去享受荣耀。
So he prayed to be returned to Heavenly Father to enjoy the glory.
这个是每一个人的向往的。
And this is the glory that we all seek.
我们要死的时候，
that when we die,
能够在天国得到荣耀。
That we can receive the glory in heaven.
所以在15节，在第五节，主耶稣的祈求就是得荣耀。
So in verse 5, Jesus pray to return to glory.
但是他要求得荣耀之前，第四节先讲。
But before he prayed this, he first talked about verse 4.
就是我已经尊重你了。
That I have fear and respected you.
你托付我做完了，我也荣耀你了。这个做完了，所以我现在来求你给我荣耀。
That he has glorified God and he has finished the work, and that is why he now seeks to return to glory.
我们还记得有一个母亲来向主耶稣求。
Remember, there was a mother who came to pray to Jesus.
说将来希望我的孩子一个坐在你的左边，一个坐在你的右边，在天国里面。
He asked Jesus to allow his sons to sit on his left and right in heaven.
主耶稣说，你不知道你在求什么。
Jesus says that you don't know what you are asking for.
我喝的杯你能够喝吗？
Can they drink the cup that I am about to drink?
所以主耶稣要得到天国的荣耀，他在地上是喝苦杯的。
Jesus, to receive the glory of heaven, Jesus drank the bitter cup.
对神完全的尊重，完全的牺牲。
He was completely submissive and respectful to God.
但是这个母亲替两个小孩子求荣耀，她不知道这个里面是要有一些付出的。
But when this mother prayed for her two sons to receive glory, she did not know there's a price to be paid.
她以为求就有。
She thought that by asking, she would receive.
这是要对神一个完全的尊重，这种生活产生到最后就是天国的荣耀。
If we can show complete reverence and respect God, then we can be glorified in heaven.
所以我们看，斯蒂芬走到人生的尽头。
When Stephen at the end of his life,
他看到主耶稣在天国等他。
He saw the vision of Jesus waiting for him in heaven.
那是荣耀的。
That is glorious.
但是要得到那个荣耀以前。
But before receiving that glory,
他顺服神，尊重神，顺服到他被用石头打死。
He was submissive to the point of being stoned to death.
保罗到要离世的时候，
Paul at the end of his life,
他在前面看到什么？
What did he see?
他看到公义的冠冕。
He saw the crown of righteousness.
但是要得到那个之前，
But before receiving that,
保罗对神绝对的尊重。
Paul, he respected God.
美好的仗你要打，我已经打过。
He has fought the good fight.
你要跑的路我跑尽了。
He has finished the race.
你所托付我的道理我守住了。
And he has kept the faith.
所以现在有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And because of that, he can see that crown of righteousness.
因此我们活在这个世界上。
So as we live in this world,
我们要不断的学习。
We must continue to learn.
对神绝对的尊重。
And to show absolute and complete reverence to God.
荣耀他做我们生活的目标。
And to use glorifying God as the ultimate goal of our life.
愿意付出代价来完成他对我们的托付。
To be willing to pay the price to complete the work entrusted by God.
那这样来，我们在天国就有荣耀。
Then we shall have glory in heaven.
唱诗。
Sing him.
232首。
232.